You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.
Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful.
Yes.
To be here again in the studio to welcome you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To our program, The God of Our Nation. And what a coincidence yesterday as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of being independent and walking with God. Right across from 1970 to yesterday and to today, 50 years, we can see the hands of God, the footprint of God in every element and every areas of this nation. So we are standing here as a couple just to thank the Lord for our nation.
Yes.
Thank the Lord for our leaders from 1970 right up to today.
2020. Yes.
So wonderful.
Happy Fiji 50.
Hallelujah. To thank the Lord for his mighty hands, victorious hand. And we can see the footprint of God.
Hallelujah.
It's all God and God alone. And we thank the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our Savior for keeping our nation this far.
Yes.
And everything that we go through, every protection from natural disaster, from COVID-19 or COVID-18 or COVID-17, whatever COVID, whatever sickness in the missiles time,
cyclones
and earthquakes. It is the name of Jesus that protect our nation.
Hallelujah.
From Onoilau,
yes,
right up to the Asawas, from Zikombia and Rutuma, from the north, right up to the south in Kandavu. So we are standing here today to thank the Lord for our nation. 50th anniversary. Hallelujah. And a time to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ in our nation. Not forgetting to acknowledge also our leaders.
Yes.
Every one of them,
hallelujah,
every prime ministers, every president or governor general that
over
we went through
years.
Over 50 years from 1970 right up to today, hallelujah. We take this time to thank the Lord for their life, hallelujah. The prime minister, as we can go through the history from Ratu Circumstances Mara, and then we have Dr. Mbabadra, and we have Mahendra Chaudhary, and we have Lesenia Ngarase, and we have Warenge Mbaini Marama. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful to name a few of our leaders in every areas of our life, not forgetting those that lead the Vanua and those that lead the churches in whatever denomination. And we take this time to thank the Lord for their life and their family. If you're the family of the late prime ministers and late presidents that you are watching and listening today, we thank the Lord for their lives.
Yeah, and also the members of parliament over the years, the 50 years. Every contribution of every individual that has helped to lead Fiji until today, the 50th year that we are celebrating. Maybe the contribution can be so vast and big, like the Prime Minister and the President,
and the ministers,
in terms of a position, and the ministers or the members of Parliament. And maybe it can be so tiny and little, right down to the market vendor selling produce, or little things that we do. Whatever little ways that we have contributed, people have passed on, and people are still here. We were reading in the papers yesterday, you know, way back, if you're two years old or 3 years old, you will be sitting on your 52 or 53. We were talking about it on our way here. In 1970, I was 4 years old, so I'm 54 today. So that 50 years is a lifespan. It's like a beginning. Some life were beginning in 1970, and now we are reaching our prime. And some sort of like have left us halfway through. So it's an acknowledgement over the 50 years of different offering that we have given to make our nation the way it is today, and the different cultures, the different ethnic groups that has been brought together to be who we are.
We thank the Lord for the natural resources that we have.
Amen.
Looking back, we have the fishing ground. We have the land that is fertile. And we are pleased with the fresh air.
Hallelujah.
As we said today, we acknowledge the Lord of the beautiful place called Fiji.
Yes.
And we can call the paradise on earth.
Hallelujah.
And we thank the Lord for our nation is how much more that we should continue
be proud of our
proud
nation.
Of our nation and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ in our nation, bringing ethnic groups and different cultures and different languages, and come and celebrate the land of the rising sun,
or
what we call the land that the 180 degrees cross this nation. And this is where the first nation of the world to say good morning, the first nation of the world to say good night, because the time starts here. And we have the line which is called 180 degrees, the dateline, crossing tip of Banwalebu and Tabiuni and go separating the Lomaiviti and the Lau group. It's so wonderful. That's the doing of our Lord himself. From the creation in Genesis chapter 1, he put this nation on that line. We could have been on the other line.
Hallelujah.
We could have been on the North Pole or the South Pole. But God put it just a little bit below the equator. But right on 180 degrees, which is the beginning of the day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for this morning.
Yeah.
And that's why we changed our program today. The Holy Communion will be done this state after our welcoming speech
acknowledging
now.
God,
and we will do the Holy Communion especially for our nation. The time that we thank the Lord, and also the time that we commit our nation back to God. We commit our leaders in the Matantu, also in the Manua,
and
also in the churches. And I believe it's a wonderful time for those of you that are preparing your Holy Communion stuff. We will start with the Holy Communion, because we believe we will start with God. We finish with 50
Hallelujah.
Years. Hallelujah. And some of us, we can't wait for another 50 years. Hallelujah. And some of us will go in the middle.
Yes. We'll face out in the middle.
In the middle. And if the trumpet heaven sound, and some of you that you are starting today in your teens or maybe
just being born or just two or three
maybe
years
in your
old.
Primary school or in your secondary school, maybe you can wait for another 50 years. But we never know the time. We have to wait for the one who owns the time, and that is the Lord himself. So our Holy Communion today will be specially to commit our nation.
To thank the good Lord for our nation.
Yes.
And also it's a good time as individual, because we're having Holy Communion today. For those of you that are joining us, members of the church in zone for the Mission Sunday today, the Central Divisions 1, 2, and 3, as well as other divisions that are worshiping in Worship Center, and also to the family that always take the time to join us every Sunday morning. Not only are we having the Holy Communion to acknowledge God as the creator and as the supplier, the source of our nation over the 50 years of acknowledging his presence and never ever leaving our nation and never ever leaving us, it's also a moment that you will come as an individual to, you know, to come before God and pray that as we have this Holy Communion, it's going to be a new conviction and also a covenant between you and your God for you to be a good citizen And not only that, on how you can relook at your life, on how you can better contribute to our nation. Maybe over the 50 years, I will speak for myself, over the 50 years, it's like, you know, yeah, it's okay, you continue to live your own life. But maybe today, because this year is significant, because it's 50 years of independence, maybe it's about time we ask ourselves, how can I better my contribution to my nation? We may not all be sitting in parliament, we may not all be working in the civil servants or working or supporting the government in a high level. We can be very good citizens just by being a good person and looking after your family well and make sure that, you know, you have a very stable home and you do the right thing and walk away from things that will create more havoc for our nation. So all of us today will make a commitment. First, we thank the Lord for the 50 years. And secondly, you ask God and have a covenant with God to help you to be a good citizen of Fiji. And more so for our people out there globally, they are not in Fiji anymore. You are tuning in. Like for New Methodist, you're tuning in from Australia, New Zealand, as well as the Europe, Vanuatu, and the United States of America, not forgetting Hawaii. As you tune in today, this is your country. Wherever you are, Fiji, you belong to Fiji. You know, you grew up here. You may be in all other countries, but your heart is always here. And this is a time for us to acknowledge that. And maybe in your place, in your country, wherever you are, may not be too significant like us here in Fiji because of the Holy Communion. But wherever you are, we pray that you're going to join us also in the Holy Communion this morning. But pray for your family, for your children, and use that moment as we pray and commit Fiji. For you also, when you remember Fiji out there in your countries, wherever you are, to always take that time also this morning to remember your nation back at home. So
hallelujah.
We'll give you some to deliver.
Before we go through our Holy Communion, I just want to read a Bible verse from Psalm 33. I will read to us in Fijian. Merereba ki chobo go buruburu kedenga. Merereba ki koe koe rakedenga sati koe buruburu. Nisaka ko koe kasaya do. Sabakaroto ko koe kasatunde. Sabukido ko chobo na non rambose na bimatentu me kawale. Sada kabana nonra nanuma na tamata me senganiana. Ena tunga kasengani mundu nambose ichowa. Keina nanuma nyalona kina bei tamata mata kedena. Keneka tinigarua. Sa kalungata na mata nitu. Sa nonra kaloko chowa. Keina matangali. Sa andingita kakokoya. Minona imata bota. These Bible verses really.
Amen.
Is something that we need to commit our nation to God. Because everything will pass away. Every authority, every matambose, that means every parliament, every get together, God can change it to be nothing. But His word will remain forever.
Hallelujah.
And He said on verse 12, blessed is the nation that their God is Jehovah.
Amen.
And those that He handpicked for His people. So, as we thank the Lord for the last 50 years, we believe as we stand here as a mouthpiece to our nation, mouthpiece to the church, and mouthpiece to the Vanua, that we must not forget that from now on, we must give everything to God again.
Amen.
Because He's the creator of everything. Mm. How humbling if a head of a nation, if a head of a nation, and he's a head of a multimite, his name is David, that is committing everything back to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I believe this is a right time.
Amen.
This is a good time for us to celebrate, not only to celebrate, but also to remember the Lord, to continue with the journey.
Yeah.
And we must take this time to thank the government of the day,
yes,
of the wonderful celebration yesterday.
Hallelujah.
And especially to our disciplined forces. And we were marveled by the wonderful colors and the display at Albert Park. But we must always remember to give thanks to the Lord and let Him lead us into our new areas, new time, new era that is in ahead of us.
Yeah, and also maybe we can remember to commit to the Lord and pray for our Ngolingoli, the land.
Yes.
We committed to the Lord. And I believe there's no other better time than this.
Yes.
After going through the hardship of this year. And out of it all, we turned 50 years to be celebrating during the year that the COVID strike the world globally. So out of everything, against all odds, when everything seems really down and out or not even working, but it's a day to celebrate.
Yes.
And I believe that we shouldn't allow whatever that we're facing globally to sort of stifle the fact that God has been faithful for the last 50 years.
And he'll be faithful.
Yes, he will remain faithful.
He's a faithful God.
So this is a time for us to come together. And like what we are sharing with you this morning, you can be going through your hardship, lack, and everything that you're facing today, until this morning. Whatever it is, you call those things. I call things that are not as though they are. We're going to pray for our Ingolingoli, the land. To be fertile, for the farm, those people who have farm, whatever that God has
blessed us
with, to continue to call those things back to the more 100% of it all. So this year it's going to be uniquely different, that against all odds, in the midst of everything, God is going to bless our nation, and God is going to bless your family. So don't ever, you know, look down on yourself and say, okay, I used to, now I never. No, you say to yourself, I'm going to get better and I will get more, because it's not your doing, it's God's doing, the very God we're going to be acknowledging this morning. And I was reading through the papers yesterday, very significant, to the Vunga Koto family, praise the Lord. I actually read, and I was reading that article on their grandfather, Vasiti was sharing in the papers about her grandfather being in the new $50 note. And what really got me, he wasn't, acknowledged or stood there to be part of that picture in the $50 note because of his work or because he's member of parliament or because of being a minister. No, he was there because of the chaplain. He was the chaplain who prayed over the flag.
Hallelujah.
And I believe, for me, I was excited, very significant, you know, to be acknowledged for the work of God you do. So a special acknowledgement to the Vunga Koto family and your celebration, to have your grandfather printed on the new note. I believe that's exciting.
That's very special.
Yeah, I was so excited yesterday. I mean, I don't know the family personally, but reading the article yesterday, I was very elated in the fact that he was a chaplain. You know, he was doing the things of God. He was preaching the word of God. His positioning for the things of God in the military, and for God to use that. And 50 years later, now his grandchildren, his family, and his island, his Matangali, they will be rejoicing that... significantly
to me,
for Fiji, and then you have your grandfather there on the $50
note.
To me,
it's very significant because if Fiji, if those in authority acknowledge a man of God.
Yeah, praying over the flag.
Yeah, and to acknowledge him to appear in the note.
Yeah, in note, the new note. Yeah.
That means, to me, maybe indirectly, maybe without thinking.
Yeah, but we are acknowledging
a man of God.
Yeah.
A man of God to be acknowledged in the wealth.
Yes.
So that means, because the Bible says, the feet that takes the gospel, this is the feet that is full of anointing and blessings. No? Maybe they just do it, I don't know, how come out of all the
1970 pictures.
Yeah.
The
people in the
military,
the people in the sports arena,
yeah,
the people in the government.
Yeah.
And
or even the prime minister back in 1970.
Yes, we have a lot of prime ministers from Ratumara's time.
Yeah.
And for this man to appear in the $50 notes.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was really
praise
good.
The Lord.
Yeah,
so we will commit our nation to the Lord, and if the Lord has been faithful for the last 50 years to our forefathers, to every ministry in the government, we will commit our government again, the president. Mr. Tshotshi Kondrote, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Borangabane Marama, and all his families, and all his ministers, and all those that work in the government.
Yeah.
All the leaders of the churches, and all those that lead in the Banua, we will commit to the Lord.
Yes.
For them to have the wisdom, and God continue to speak to them, and use them. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 13, for those that in authority are placed there by God.
Hallelujah.
So
and
we will
not forget the members of parliament, those in opposition, the opposition parties.
Yeah, Mr.
We must also remember all the parties that are represented there in the government, in parliament, the SODELPA, Federation, the Labour.
Yeah.
And we must acknowledge all, because in whatever different area. Yes, we have our leaders. They are ordained by God, called by God to lead us at the moment, which we have the Prime Minister and the Fiji First that are actually leading our government. And we also have people that are there to, you know, to challenge us to be good leaders. And I believe it's always, I always feel that way, that I acknowledge people that even talk about the ministry or are being negative into my life, because I acknowledge the fact that some comments or some things that they say help me to stand still and, you know, readjust. So you may be looking at them as, you know, opposition parties, but I believe that they also have their role and nominated by the Fiji people to be sitting there in parliament. And I believe it's only right for us to remember everybody, regardless of the duties you do. 50 years, it took a lot of us working together, and more so for the medical ministry, for the Ministry of Health, as well as the defense, for the military and the police. In the midst of COVID and everything, for this year, these two ministries were, you know, out of your way to do everything, you know, compromising your family time and sacrificing your life to provide service to our nation that involves the whole lot of us. And we stand today to also thank you for that good service that you have given to our nation.
In the leadership of back to the time of Moses, we have a group of people. They always oppose Moses, which make him more
a better leader,
same as Joshua. In the time of Jesus, we have the Pharisees, yeah, and the teachers of the law. They comment, and this is how Jesus put out some of the teaching that we are learning today, of how there are some followers that they are not following because they agree. They are following because they look for the little gaps that they can throw in their critics. And these critics, Jesus throw out some of the great teaching that we are using today. Yeah. So opposition leaders, we also acknowledge them.
Yes.
From the time of S.M. Choir.
1972.
Hallelujah. Yeah. From that lady, Irene J. Narayan.
Yeah, all the years until the today, 50 years.
Mutha Broca. Yeah. Right up to all those leaders of opposition. We also acknowledge them.
And your
every
families.
Part and parcel of those in authority. So when we have our Holy Communion today, we will have the bread, which signifies the body, and we will have the wine that signifies what we call the blood, which is a new covenant. And as we stand today, we will commit our nation again, all the leadership, all the organization, we will commit to the Lord. And as we partake the bread, wherever you are, church, that you are ready, we will eat together, and I will pray, and Reniga Silebu will pray when we finish with the wine. And then we will pray together for the nation. After the Holy Communion, then we will pray again for the nation. So let us commit our life to the Lord. He took the bread and broke it among them and said, you partake this, and whenever you do, you eat the bread in future, when you come together, always remember of my body. Let us eat together. Lord, we thank you for the bread. It represents your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are committing our life because of what you've committed. We thank you, Father God, as we come before you today. You know our heart. You know our family. You know what we're going through right now. We thank you, Father God, that you remind me. You remind them. You remind us. You are reminding everyone today. Whenever we come and partake the bread, always remember you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
As we are about to partake the wine, which is a reflection of God's blood, take this moment to reflect on your life, on your family, on you as individual.
Hallelujah.
Also, if you're sitting together as zone or sitting together as worship center, or as a big family, take this moment to reflect on your life and to acknowledge God for his presence in your life for over the years on how he remains faithful, as well as this year for what you have achieved until today. As we're going to partake this wine, because we will be praying for our nation, I will need you to pray for yourself. I will need you to make a covenant with your God for everything that is hanging out there that you're not sure of. Some of the things that you desire, it's not happening. Some of the struggles in life that you're facing, you don't know what to do. Things are too overwhelming for you to handle. I take this moment to believe and trust in God and believe in his word when he says in Romans 4:17 that he is a God who calls the dead into life. And he is a God that calls things that are not as though they are. And today, as you come before God and approach his throne to partake in Holy Communion, which is a covenant that you're going to make with God today, you believe from your heart that this God is your God. Let us partake the wine. We will pray for the wine that we have taken today. And as you sit here, like what we shared, you have everything out there in your heart. You have things that are pending before we are going to be praying for the nation. But today, I will need you to pray for yourself and pray for your family. Pray individually in your heart to God. Don't worry about the person that is standing next to you. Whatever that you're facing, nobody knows, but only God knows. You will need to have that covenant with God. You will need to have that voice to God, which is going to be your voice. Gasilev is going to be the voice for all of us to God for our nation. But you're going to be your own voice to your God. And you need to call things that are not as though they are. Children that are listening to me today, maybe you need to, you want your desire to better your grades for the third term, or maybe there are certain things you're sitting on, or maybe clashes at home. You cannot face the fact that you're always having problems at home, domestically, within your family. This is the moment to come before God. There's a lot of things that you cannot handle, but God can handle. For most of us that are lacking in a lot of things, in a lot of ways, this is your moment with God. So I will pray with you, and you will need to agree with me and pray from your heart wherever you are, globally, wherever you are. Believe in your heart that this God is there, closer to you than the closer you were because of this covenant that we have done this morning. Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we commit this morning to you. As we partake, O Lord Jesus, and drink that wine that reflects the blood, Father, we pray and we stand on the promises of your word, the stronger, Father, the powerful power of your blood. We allow your blood, Father, and receive your blood into our lives. We believe, O Lord, that it's going to make way in every dimension of our life, O Lord. We pray, Father, and we come in agreement with everybody sitting globally, sitting before you, Father, pleading with you, acknowledging you, calling on your name. Lord, our prayer that you're going to breathe on them a breath of the living God and listen to their heart's cry. Some of them are sitting on things, oh Father, that they cannot handle. Some of them, oh Father, they look at the things that are overtaking them, their bills, their lack, their everything, oh Father, their mortgage, and they can't seem to do that, oh Father, they can't seem to handle. Some of them are, Father, they're sitting and they're sick, maybe cancer, maybe diabetes, oh Lord, a kidney problem, liver problem, or even heart problem, Lord Jesus. I pray and I commit those that are sitting before you, Father, are suffering from this illness, oh Father, suffering from this sickness. I pray, Lord, that you're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom and allow them to believe that you are their healer, that by the power of your blood that we have partake this morning, that you're going to heal us, oh Father, according to the truth of your words, that by your stripes we are completely healed. Father, I commit everybody, oh Lord, that are sitting before you. Some of them are sitting on answers, waiting for answers, oh Father, waiting for things, oh Lord, and waiting on you. And I pray, Lord, that you're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom. Make them strong. Allow them to stand strong before you, Father. Some are looking around for resources, looking around where their help is going to come from, oh Father. Allow them, oh Father, redirect them for them to know that their help comes from God. Their help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, we come before you. We commit everybody and everyone in your presence, oh Father. We pray that you're going to ordain their steps. We pray that you're going to give them clarity and sound mind. We pray that you're going to increase their faith. We pray that you're going to allow them to stand boldly, and we pray, Father, that you're going to ordain every step that they take because you are their God. And we pray this prayer, believing and receiving in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Lord, we commit our nation to you.
Yes, Father.
We commit Mr. President and the family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mr. Prime Minister and the family, all the ministers and their families.
Oh, hallelujah.
All the parliamentarians.
Yes, Father.
And their families. all the ministers and all the permanent secretaries and their families. We commit every government official and their families. We commit to them, their life to you and
yes,
to you
Father,
alone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father God, that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you will instill in them the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will speak to them. You will direct them. You will give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding.
Hallelujah.
I seal and cover their life with your precious blood.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, that the leadership that they will carry, the conviction of the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Into their life.
Oh, hallelujah.
We also commit the Vanua. We commit those leadership in their sons.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the Tikina and also in our villages, in the Matangali, in the Tokatoka. We thank you, Father God,
yes,
that you
Father.
Will give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the godly advice. We thank you, Father God. The wisdom that will
oh,
be
hallelujah.
Given to them.
Yes, in Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
It's nothing from this world, but from you.
Yes, oh Father.
So
thank
they
you.
Can fear you and fear the Lord. We also commit all the churches, all the denominations, the leaders. We thank you, Father God, that the churches will stand up and being a church, being a light, being a salt into the world. We thank you, Father God,
oh,
that
hallelujah.
You will give the church the conviction to do what we are called to do. We thank you, Father God, for our nation as we celebrate yesterday, the 50th anniversary. But to you, the time is everything to you.
Hallelujah.
The days are everything to you.
Yes, Father.
The nights are everything. Every second, every minute, every hour, everything are the same to you.
Amen.
So we commit our nation to you, O Lord. Give us the wisdom. Give us the knowledge, especially give us the fear of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for our nation to be godly in
yes,
whatever
hallelujah.
We do. Every individual,
Lord,
every citizen, every business house,
yes,
every businessman.
Yes, oh Father.
Father God, that they have the conviction.
Yes, we commit
the conviction
Jesus.
Of walking right, of walking godly. Hallelujah. Even our Ngolingoli, we pray over the Vanua. We pray over every hill, every mountain. We pray over every coastline, every sandy beaches, every swaying palm tree. We thank you, Father God, for every lagoon, every reef. Thank you, Father. We commit unto
you
and to you alone, O Lord.
Yes,
our beautiful nation, because of your creation.
We
thank you, Father, that the borders will be open.
Yes, in Jesus'
the resources will come back. The restoration into our economy. We pray over, Father God, today.
We receive that
as we commit our life to you.
Oh, hallelujah.
For people around the world to know that there is a demarcation, a clear demarcation of the nation that fear
you
and worship you, and those that does not fear you.
Oh, hallelujah.
We commit our nation, we commit our leaders, we commit our children, our future. We thank you, Father God. Education, we are going into
in
the
Jesus
last
name.
Term of
yes,
this year.
Oh,
we commit wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Oh, hallelujah.
The humbleness and the willingness to learn and to learn from you and you alone.
In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Father God, for this morning. The opportunity to commit our nation unto you. We thank you. We commit our nation all the way from Onilau, the Lau group. Oh, we commit the Kaunrobi, the Mbua, the Madhuata. We commit the son of Ba and Ra, Nebosa and Nanronga. We commit Teilevu and Rewa, Serua and Namosi. We commit Naitasiri, Lomaibiti and Kandabu. We commit every islands,
Amen.
Which is about 300 islands, we commit unto your hand.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God.
Yes,
we commit our parliamentarian. We commit the
yes,
parliament
Father.
Meeting.
Yes,
we commit, Father
Jesus,
God, the wisdom, the knowledge,
yes,
the right decision, O Lord.
For
we
you,
commit
Lord,
unto
you.
Thank you, Father God, for the fear of the Lord to blanket
Hallelujah.
Our nation. The fear of the Lord to rise from the east and from the west, from the south and from the north. As we commit our leaders to you.
Oh,
in the Manua, in the government, and also in the church. We commit our leaders unto you. The fear of the Lord to be instilled in them. This is our prayer. We give everything to you and to you alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of
yes,
Jesus.
That's powerful.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this opportunity before we go into our lesson. We thank the Lord again for the 50th anniversary.
Hallelujah.
Once again, we thank those in authority. Our duty as men of God, children of God, the church of God is to continue to commit our leaders to the Lord.
Yeah.
That is the duty of the church. Paul said to the people in Rome, always commit those in authority to the Lord, so people can live a peaceful life. Hallelujah. Now we'll go to the lesson. Yes, every week.
Well, we are blessed with our nation and you are blessed to be a citizen of Fiji.
Amen.
So to all the people,
the way the world should be.
Yeah. Yes.
Fiji is the way the world should be.
Because God made it to be. That,
because he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Hallelujah.
We are the way the world should be because Jesus is the way.
So be proud of your Fiji because God is with you. Well, to all of you who always tune in and join us for the Kingdom Economics, not against all odds, this is one of those Sundays that we just sort of studying it off and acknowledging the 50th independence that
because
we are celebrating.
It only come only once.
In a year, which is this year. So greetings to all of you. And like what we said, we have acknowledged those that are tuning in today. And beautiful photos that we're seeing in the global comms for New Zealand, Australia, as well as the Central Division for all your zone set up in getting ready for today's Mission Sunday. Thank you. Because it looks so great knowing that early in the morning, people are actually running around to make it what it's going to be. And I believe the zone members are actually sitting there enjoying what took a few of you to bring it in place this morning before the service.
Yeah, because when we love somebody, two things that we will look for. One is your time and one is your wealth. If these two things will indicate how much you love God. Yeah. So when people come out early in the morning to prepare, it shows they love God.
Yeah.
And your giving. Only two things. Your giving and your time. If you spend your time for the Lord, that means you love the Lord. If you spend your wealth on the Lord, that means you love the Lord. You know, that's why I always challenge people. We flock to the ground when we watch rugby because we love rugby. No, that's okay. It's okay to go and watch what you love. But also, remember, if you love the Lord, you must also give what you're supposed to.
So thank you to all of you that have actually brought that to pass this morning. I believe Western, they're also having your regional combined. And for those of you that are worshiping through worship centers, and the families that do not belong to New Methodist or do not attend any denomination at all, and maybe some of you do not believe in God at all, we take this time to thank you for the time taken. Just to maybe for a few minutes, you're looking through whatever gadget that you have in front of you, just to give that moment to God. So this morning, we would like to share a little bit with you on the God of our nation. Not only that, we name that as a program, but it's against all odds, like what we've just mentioned. In the midst of having COVID for this year, Fiji celebrated their 50 years, and we must thank and acknowledge the government for bringing to pass what happened or transpired yesterday and for today. And you still have a few months up until the end of the year. Some of us are still struggling. Some have sort of like, you've gotten used to the fact that this is your new normal. And there's a lot of new normal that we've established within our lives. A lot of adjustment that we have done. But this morning we want to encourage you. Whatever that you're going through, don't ever feel or think that no one is with you. If maybe your parents will neglect you or have no time for you, maybe they've gone their different ways and have their own families, and maybe no one is there for you, always remember that this God, he will never leave you nor will forsake you. He is with you at all times, regardless of what you're going through. And last night we were having a devotion, and what really rings when I heard my daughter-in-law testify, and then Mate mentioned, and she said, I praise God, I was praying, certain things that I'm praying for. And one thing, one line that she mentioned last night, she said, I praise God that I'm content. I'm happy with everything that he continues to give and happy with everything that he has given me. And I'm really content. And I believe our level of contentment will be different or differ in every individual that are listening in today. But whatever it is, your level of contentment, you need to find that contentment faster. You know why? Because once you are content with your life, then all the other things you will manage well. If you're not content, then you are looking the wrong way, you are getting the wrong things, you're mixing with the wrong people. When you're content, you are content. It says in the Bible in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, it says, keep away from the love of money and be content with what you have. For the Lord said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So when you are content, God is there on your side. Yeah, I'm not saying that money is not good. No, money is good, but for certain things that you need money for. But for you not to go out of your way to neglect your family or neglect people around you just because you're so focused to get there. Always be content with whatever that God has given you. Some of us, God has given us beautiful family, beautiful children, beautiful grandchildren. Look, while you're embracing your children, there are some couple praying at least to have a child. But you're blessed with 3 and 4. And embrace them. That's unique because God has blessed you with those children and blessed you with your husband or blessed you with your wife. While you are, complaining or nagging about your husband and your wife, for some of us, we are coming to church together, sitting out there, serving God together. And sometimes, or most of the times, we always complain because of the weaknesses in our spouse that we can see every day, either from a husband to a wife or wife to the husband. And when I get texts of from ladies who are praying for their husband, having marital affairs or hardly at home or leaving early in the morning to go to the second woman or saw the phone with all the messages with his other women. When I read those messages, I'm humbled with the fact that for us, that we have our husbands sitting there, are very loyal to you and are looking after your family. Be content with that. Yeah. Be happy with that and embrace that. You have your husband at home. Or for your husband, you have your wife at home. And embrace them. Don't look elsewhere. Just be content. And I believe that contentment is very important for all of us. As we believe him, you need to be content because you believe if anything more, God is going to do that for you because it's not your doing. It's always God. Because at the end of it, you need to acknowledge God. So you need to know your God and trust him completely. And you need to say to yourself that I am content. Hallelujah. I am beautiful. I am kind. I actually wrote down 10 points that I was writing down this morning, that you need to surround yourself with positive people. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to surround yourself with positive people. Like it says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. Those are the Bible verses. He meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree that is planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time. Whatever he or she touches, it shall prosper. So whatever pandemic that we're going through, whatever lack that you're going through, whatever dryness of life that you're facing there at home, the lack of everything that you look, wherever you look, nothing seems to work, whatever that you're going through. Believe in the Word of God. And when you have that power of the Word of God, and you think about the Word of God every day and every night when you're driving or when you're working, it's not a meditation for you to leave your work and only meditate. No, whatever that you're doing, but you have him as part of your life. You have him as part of your day. You think about him. You tell him everything. You tell him, Lord, I read in the Bible in Luke 1:37 when you do your promise and you say, with you, nothing is impossible. Well, I'm facing this impossibility of my life. And I believe in the power of your word. You match whatever that you're going through and you remind yourself on what he says to you. Because in Numbers 23:19, he says, there is not a man to lie nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. So all those Bible verses that you're reading, they are promises. And all those Bible verses that you're reading, they are the word of God. And all those word of God, they are God. In John 1, it says, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So all those words, they're actually God. So you need to surround yourself with positive people. And I just want to read out to you the 10 points that I wrote this morning, and I believe you can take one to be yours. You need to surround yourself with people or those who will lift you higher and those who will, they make you sound bigger. Amen. They speak positive words in your in your mind, in your ears. You hear positivity. You don't hear negativity. Take you out from there. And then they help you shine wider or smile wider. So they help you smile. Whatever news that they bring to you, it's good news. Edification. You edify each other. It's not bad news or gossip or slander or murmur. You delight in the news that they bring because they're news. They bring smiles to your face. You're smiling because you're happy for somebody else's achievement. You're smiling because you know you're happy for their family getting together. You're smiling because you have food on your table. So you need to surround yourself with all these people because they bring, happy smiles to you other than hearing the negative. I'm reading down these 10 points to help us move away from the people. As I read, you will know the crowd that you keep and that you need to move away from. And the fourth, they whisper greatness into your soul. whatever that you hear from them, you know, it helps you with your relationship with God. You hear good things that sort of really help you to go soul searching, you know, wherever you are, whatever that your soul has been doing, other things. So it sort of align you back. And also it empower your thinking and pamper you with great words, good words. So you hear people telling you, okay, you know, you can even do better. Whatever, no matter how low and how down and out you are, you hear people come and tell you, it's not too late, it's okay. Or some people maybe make mistakes of their life. They've done, you know, great sin in the eyes of their family and sort of like neglect. Nobody really want to have anything to do with you. But when people come and say words of hope and words of alignment, you know, it gives you another new way of thinking because of the great words that they tell you. And strip away your negativity. Maybe at certain times you used to look at things negatively, but their words, the people that come and tell you, no, that's not the right way to think, that's not the right thing to say, those are the people that you must keep around you because they guide you, they help you to come on track. And also they do kind things. What kind things? Well, maybe they brought their lunch and they said to yourself, okay, I'm going to share my lunch. Or they bring their morning tea. I'm going to share my morning tea. I have more than enough. I can share this. They do kind things. Or they look at people on the street, maybe driven past and you having your meal in the car and say to yourself, I'll go back. I don't really need to eat. I'm still full from my breakfast. I can pass this on. They do kind things. Or they're sitting in the bus and they see an elderly coming on the bus and they stand and they vacate their seat to go to the back for that elderly person to see, or the senior to come and sit. And even when they come for shopping or they're in the supermarket, they see this elderly person pushing the trolley, doing things on their own, and they come and they offer to do that or unpack their groceries into the taxi. The little things, but they show your kindness towards the people around you. And they celebrate your achievements. So when you achieve something great, they're the very first person to come to you and say, man, congratulations, yeah. I'm so happy with your achievement. Because I used to teach a lot in the church, and I know new Methodists always hear me. I'm always telling us, for us to have a good heart. When you can be in church, yeah, you can be preaching, you can be testifying, you can be standing at the platform or preaching from the pulpit, but your heart only God knows. Our heart has to be good. Regardless if you see your worst enemy or people maybe who have said bad things about you, but they achieve, be the first person to put your hand up and tell them, man, I'm so happy for your achievement. Don't look at the bad things that they've done. Don't look at the things that they've hurt you with, but say good things. You know, you celebrate your achievement with them. And also you love life. You just love life. Hallelujah. And how do I love life? You love the giver of life. And who is the giver of life? That is God. And you need to believe in him completely. And you need to trust in him. You need to establish yourself and have him as a founder of your life. And against all odds, like what we're sharing today, there are a lot of us that we have, counseled, we have shared over the months up until today who have gone through lack. And I know a lot of people belong to that category, a lack in terms of mortgage, in terms of rent to be paid, or the dailies, the money that you need to live daily. And then we have a group of sickness, people who are always raising their hands to be prayed over, a sickness that you're born with, a sickness that you sort of like suffer from a few years back. Some of you maybe just realize their sickness like for today or for this month, new sickness that have come upon you. And then broken homes, people who have husband and wife just walk out on their children or walk out on their family and go and live elsewhere or create another new family. There's a lot of brokenness. So even rebellious children who just decide to themselves they don't want to be part of your life and they walk away from home, a lot of brokenness. And we have category of people that have lost a lot of things. They look around, like they've given up hope. So there are people that are really seeking God for restoration. And there are just cases of impossibility. You look and you say to yourself, I cannot belong to that category. I don't really have anything. You know, everything you look at, you thought it's impossible. So those are the categories I believe generally that most of us belong to as we tune in this morning. And to our foreign people that are out there in globally, for new Methodists tuning in this morning, and also welcome to the virtual zone, logging in from all over the world, from Dubai, Cook Islands, to Papua New Guinea, all over the world that you belong to this virtual zone, as well as our NCF all over the world that are tuning in this morning. Those are the things that you begin to write as your projection, as your dream, the little notebook that you should have and must have, the prayer journal that keeps your secret notes to God that only you and God knows about, and you commit it all to God. achieving all those little lines that you write, it's nothing to do with the money that you earn, nothing to do with the work that you belong to, but all to do with God. And you're writing it because you trust and you believe in God. So for those of us that are living out there, for Europe, like we always say when we come and we are encouraging you, do your red passport, write down, own your property. There are a lot of things that you can do. Start writing. You may be thinking to yourself, I don't have that much money. I cannot really afford that. Or I don't have much money to pay for my application for red passport. Maybe it's 1,000 something for per person. Or even for those of you in New Zealand, Australia, there's always a fee to be paid to be able to achieve. Well, if you are there, go to the fullness of it. Check out what's your entitlement. Write it down. And those are the things, against all odds, whatever that is out there with you saying to yourself, I don't have much money for me to finance the application to be able to get that. Write it down because it's not your doing. You believe and you trust in God because He can do it for you. And that's exactly why we are sharing with you every Sunday morning, against all odds. We are not looking at the odds that you're facing. We are not looking at the odds that you say that you have. We are looking at the capability of God on what He can do to your odds to turn it around.
The Bible says when Jesus was walking to the church in Nazareth, He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Amen.
And He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, to the brokenness,
hallelujah,
to the blind, to those that are kept are captives, and those that are in slavery.
Amen.
So God came because of your physical need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when we serve God, we thought that nothing to do with our physical needs.
Amen.
No. This God can interfere into the government of men anytime. Can interfere to the decaying body of Lazarus.
Hallelujah.
He can interfere into the water to change into wine. That's how much God can interfere into our physical physical life. He can interfere into that body in
hallelujah
name. You remember that young boy that they carry him to be buried in the city of Nain? And Jesus came and touched the young boy and said, stand up. And He gave the young boy to the mother.
Hallelujah.
What we are saying today, that the word of God that we share, the God of our nation, against all odds, it's got to interfere with the physical life that you are going
amen
through. And sometimes we think that God is only a God of the church. No, His name is Shammah. That means He's a God of everywhere.
Amen.
So whatever you're going through in this life, you must remember that this God can interfere into
hallelujah
Nebuchadnezzar. He interfere into Pharaoh. He can interfere into Nero and can interfere into your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you cannot separate serving God and your life every day.
Amen.
No,
yeah,
they are the same. He is the God of your kitchen.
Hallelujah.
He's a God of your cupboard. He's a God of your fridge.
Yes.
He's a God of your living room.
And
He's a God of your even your car, even your finance in the
yeah
bank, even in your bedroom. He's a God of everything.
Amen.
That's why they call Him Shammah, because He's a God of the mountain and He's a God of the valley. So you cannot separate. So when we share with you the things that we can do in our life to assist that God to interfere into our life. And God can intervene at any time.
Amen.
But depending on you.
Hallelujah.
It's depending on us. Eh? Hallelujah. So whatever you're going through this
yeah
wonderful
morning,
you
must have faith in God.
You must believe that God can interfere into your finances.
Yes.
And that's why you have to set the... God can only interfere if you set the condition.
Hallelujah.
That's why the condition of your life calls the interference of the supernatural to come into the natural.
Hallelujah.
It depends on
yes
you.
Yes, so change your condition
yeah
and receive His provision.
That's right.
God has got great plans because He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans that I have for you, not to harm you, but to prosper you, to bring about the future that you hope for. What is the future that you're hoping for God to give to you today? What is the future that you're hoping for? School children, if you're studying in school, what is the future that you want God to give to you out of your schoolwork? And for your parents that are listening in today, what is the future that you want for your family? This God is giving us a promise that He alone know the plans to prosper you. So bring about those thoughts to God and believe in your heart that He means blessing for you, not harm. You know, sometimes when bad things happen, and then you begin to ask, oh, I wonder why God allowed that to happen. However that you come across things that may not be too positive for you, I take it as a learning process. God is trying to get attention for other things. So
readjust.
It's your turn to tell yourself, okay, what do I need to change? What do I need to let go? What I need to give? There's a lot of adjustment that you need to do in your life to bring about that change. And the provision of God. Look, the provision of God is already hanging out here. It's waiting to reach you. Having that to reach you, you have to provide the condition to reach you. What is the condition that I need to do? We've taken you through all those conditions. Are the people that are around you, the people that surround you, the kind of words that you use, the kind of life that you live, the faith that you have, the relationship you have, the heart that you have for your family, and the little things, you know, maybe so insignificant, but no matter how little it is, it's so big. If you have to think about doing that change for that small thing to happen, for God's provision to help in your life.
It can happen to you.
Hallelujah.
It's the disobedience to the word that takes away the condition.
Hallelujah.
You remember for Samuel, chapter 15, during our combined cell, the plans for God for Saul to be the king of Israel. And because of his disobedience, I alone knows the plan I have for you. Plan
Hallelujah.
To what? Prosper, never to harm, and the future you hope for. But because of disobedience, remember, the Lord said to Samuel, go and tell Saul,
Hallelujah.
I put you to be the king, but now I'll remove you because of disobedience.
Amen.
And you can be listening or watching this wonderful morning. And you may be asking why the plan of God to prosper me is not happening. Check your obedience to his word.
Hallelujah.
We obey his word, then his blessing comes to us.
Hallelujah.
Because of the disobedience, God keeps away his provision.
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says that disobedience is like witchcraft.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when we disobey God, it's like idol worshiping.
Amen.
And that is the case that a lot of people in the church, coming to church, member of the church, but the blessing is not coming because of the disobedience.
Amen.
We are missing out big time.
Hallelujah.
Even he was called to be a king. So in 1 Samuel chapter 15, he was disobeying God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, another one was ordained. His name is David. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, David became the king. Why? Because of disobedience. You can be replaced because of disobedience.
Hallelujah.
You can miss out because of disobedience.
Amen.
So we are encouraging you this morning. When you surround yourself with the right people, with the right condition,
yes,
then I alone, God said, I alone knows the plan for you, plan to prosper you, never to harm you.
Yes, we will pray for those of you that are tuning in today, all the way globally. If you know that you are doing your application for citizenship for your country, as well as other things you're sitting on, maybe
yes,
loan for the homes. There are a lot of achievements that you can gain in your country. For England, I was listening in down today, there's about 9 to 10 families that already bought homes in England. We have about three who have graduated, one still doing her master's. And we have a family that actually, we prayed over their license to operate their business in Wales, the Rondro family. And we also had ASP Pideli Uluiviti. He was the first colored, not only colored, the first Fijian to be nominated into the electoral office in England, in the country that he's in. And those are the first timers. And for us to be able to share with you today, we only have 1 minute left. And I will need you to come in agreement with us. We may not have the time to finish it up, but you will need to come in with us in agreement. Don't just sit there and wait. Receive your citizenship if you're out of the country. Receive a promotion in your workplace. Receive that you can venture out into businesses. Receive the goodness of God in your life. We will have a short prayer to come in to God in agreement with you today. Father, as we come before you today, wherever they are globally and also for Fiji, whatever the signs and lists and whatever that they've written out, oh Father, for you, we believe and we come in agreement. You're going to breathe on everything that they've written, oh Father. Some have written their citizenship. Some have written their application still on hold. Some have written the business that they've started. Some have written, oh Father, the promotion workplace. Some have written, oh Father, for the restoration of their family. Some have written, oh Father, that they lack at home. Some have written, most have written, things to your Father, globally this morning. We come in agreement. We believe and we receive. Father, through through the power of your voice and the power of your blood and the power of your name, O Lord Jesus. We pray that you're going to breathe on every list that is going to be written out to you this morning, believing that you bring it to pass, because you are the God of our nation. Jesus. Father, we pray, we believe, and we receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening today from the studio here in Turek in Suwa. And also with our transmission team, we say, God bless
you. Thank you. And we'll see you again next Sunday at 10:30. And if you have nothing to do today, tune in at 3 o'clock on my TV, Walesi, and also on the screen to the service at the Fourth Shore this afternoon at 3. God bless you.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
The church, but the blessing is not coming because of the disobedience.
Amen.
We are missing out big time.
Hallelujah.
Even he was called to be a king. So in 1 Samuel chapter 15, he was disobeying God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, another one was ordained. His name is David. And 1 Samuel chapter 17, David became the king. Why? Because of disobedience. You can be replaced because of disobedience.
Hallelujah.
You can miss out because of disobedience.
Amen.
So we are encouraging you this morning. When you surround yourself with the right people, with the right condition,
yes,
then I alone, God said, I alone knows the plan for you, plan to prosper you, never to harm you.
Yes, we will pray for those of you that are tuning in today, all the way globally. If you know that you are doing an application for citizenship for your country, as well as other things you're sitting on, maybe loan for the homes. There are a lot of achievements that you can gain in your country. For England, I was listening in down today, there's about 9 to 10 families that already bought homes in England. We have about 3 who have graduated, one still doing her master's. And we have a family that actually, we prayed over their license to operate their business in Wales, the Rondrondo family. And we also had ASP Pideli Uluiviti. He was the first colored, not only colored, the first Fijian to be nominated into the electoral office in England, in the country that he's in. And those are the first timers. And for us to be able to share with you today, we only have 1 minute left. And I will need you to come in agreement with us. We may not have the time to finish it up, but you will need to come in with us in agreement. Don't just sit there and wait. Receive your citizenship if you're out of the country. Receive a promotion in your workplace. Receive that you can venture out into businesses. Receive the goodness of God in your life. We will have a short prayer to come in to God in agreement with you today. Father, as we come before you today, wherever they are, globally and also for Fiji, whatever the science and list and whatever that they've written out, oh Father, for you,
yes.
We believe and we come in agreement. You're going to breathe on everything that they've written, oh Father. Some have written their citizenship. Some have written their application still on hold. Some have written the business that they've started. Some have written, oh Father, the promotion workplace. Some have written, oh Father, for the restoration of their family. Some have written, oh Father, that they lack at home. Some have written, most have written, things to your Father, globally this morning. We come in agreement. We believe and we receive, Father, through the power of your voice and the power of your blood and the power of your name, O Lord Jesus, we pray that you're going to breathe on every list that is going to be written out to you this morning, believing that you bring it to pass because you are the God of our nation.
Jesus.
Father, we pray, we believe, and we receive in Jesus' name.
Amen
and amen.
Thank you very much for watching. Thank you for listening today from the studio here in Turek in Suwa.
Yes.
And also with our transmission team, we say God bless
you. Thank you. And we'll see you again next Sunday at 10:30. And if you have nothing to do today, tune in at 3 o'clock on my TV, Walesi, and also on the screen to the service at the Fourth Shore this afternoon at 3. God bless you.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.